BC Radio Adelaide.
Well, whenever there's a mass shooting in the USA, and sadly they seem to be occurring more frequently, Australia's gun laws are held up as an example for the US to follow. In fact, John Oliver's piece on The Daily Show, where he contrasted Australia's approach to gun control to the USA's, has had millions of views. So it seems odd that in some parts of Australia there's been a push to change our gun legislation. The Guardian reported today that the Australian gun lobby groups donated more than $500,000 to minor right-wing parties in last year's Queensland's state election as part of a growing push to weaken the nation's strict firearm control laws. And the Australian Electoral Commission returns show that since 2010, the state branches of the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia have spent over $400,000 in political donations. The Tasmanian Liberal Party have also proposed laws that would allow, amongst other things, farmers to carry pump-action shotguns and self-reloading weapons unlocked in their vehicles, although the Tasmanian Premier's stepped in to say that if those new laws were found to conflict with the National Firearms Agreement, they would not be pursued. So with all that in mind, what's the state of gun legislation in Australia? What do some groups think need to change, and do we need to change anything at all? Firstly, let's talk to the president of the South Australian branch of the Sporting Shooters Association here in Adelaide. David Handyside joins me now. Hi, David.
Good afternoon, and just a small correction, I'm currently past president.
Okay, all right, David, past president of the South Australian branch of the Sporting Shooters Association. Now, The Guardian has said that your organisation interstate have been donating monies to right-wing parties in an effort to kind of change gun legislation. Do you think that gun legislation needs to change here in SA or around Australia?
I can only really speak for South Australia, and we've recently completed about a five-year consultation program to enact a new Firearms Act here in South Australia, which I believe we all feel is a vast improvement on the old one, which had been in place since 1977, believe it or not.
Okay, what would you like to see change, David?
Well, we don't really believe that there's much to change in South Australia. There are anomalies in some other jurisdictions, because you must remember that every single state has got a different Firearms Act.
Mm. But, I mean, and they're all under the current National Firearms Agreement, is that right? So there's an umbrella federal law that was passed by John Howard in 1996, and then there's state laws below that. Is that how it works, David?
Absolutely right. The NFA is a guideline and was recently reviewed. However, it is not mandatory. But generally speaking, most state legislations reflect the wishes of that agreement.
And what do you think about the Tasmanian proposals that the Liberal government is considering there about allowing weapons unlocked in vehicles, allowing farmers to carry pump-action shotguns? What do you think about those types of proposed reforms?
Well, we must be absolutely accurate here. Farmers have always been allowed these particular firearms, as they are in this state. The change is to allow employees and contractors on agricultural properties to have the same ability to have access to those firearms.
Okay.
And further to that, they are required to take additional training and superior security on those firearms.
All right, David, just hang on for a sec, because we've also got the chair of Gun Control Australia on the line, Sam Lee. Hi, Sam. Hello, Sam. Maybe she's, or maybe they're not.
Hello.
On the line. Hi, Sam.
Good afternoon.
Hi, yes. Sam. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Now, I was talking about these proposed changes to the gun control legislation in Tasmania, and the fact that the Sporters Shooters Association in Queensland have been donating money to right-wing parties. Do you see there's an appetite for change in Australia?
Well, there already has been change in Australia. Our gun laws are in big trouble. Gun Control Australia commissioned an independent report last year which looked into the state of Australia's gun laws 20 years on from the Port Arthur massacre. And that report has found that no state and territory complies with the 1996 Port Arthur Agreement, and also that most state and territories have significantly weakened their gun laws.
Okay, in what way?
For example, there is no longer a requirement for background checks for second or subsequent hunting rifles. There's been an expansion of those who can gain high-powered firearms, which are Category D firearms. Miners are allowed access to even semi-automatic handguns within a gun club, that is, and supervised, but they can be aged 10 years and above. Those are just some of the examples of how the laws are breaching the 1996 agreement.
And what study are you basing these claims on, Sam?
Well, this was an independent study commissioned by Gun Control Australia, but the study was undertaken by Philip Alpers from Sydney University. And what the study did is that it looked at all the nine separate pieces of legislation around Australia, firearms legislation, and compared that legislation to the 1996 firearms agreement to see how it does or doesn't comply.
Well, let's go back to David Handyside. He's past president of the SA branch of the Sporting Shooters Association. David, there are some pretty startling claims from Gun Control Australia. What's your response?
Gun Control Australia continually peddle what is essentially nonsense. Alpha's has been discredited so many times it's not really worth repeating. However, I would point out that the NFA is a guideline. It does not need to be complied with as such. The individual jurisdictions have got to take note of those guidelines and produce legislation that suits their particular state.
Okay, and are you happy with the legislation in South Australia?
I think the legislation in South Australia is an excellent exemplar.
So the Sporting Shooters Association, as far as you know, have they donated any money during this campaign to anyone?
Absolutely not. We are apolitical in this state.
Okay, all right. Well, Sam Lee, can you tell us about Gun Control Australia? Obviously, David called into question that study.
Of course, Gun Control Australia is a community-based organisation. We have no employees. We're all volunteers from legal backgrounds and public health background. We run basically on an oily rag, and what we do is we are the only organisation in Australia that monitors firearms laws to ensure the safety of Australians. But let me just say that Gun Control Australia, our role isn't to say no guns, that no one can have any firearms, but what we do want is strong and sensible regulation. There are 3.2 million guns in Australia at the moment, which is more than what there were before the Port Arthur massacre. And our main concern is that if those numbers continue to increase and gun laws continue to deplete, then we will see a rise in gun violence here in Australia.
Sam, Australia's gun control laws are held up as an example for the rest of the world, and you know we're constantly reminded there hasn't been a mass shooting in Australia since the Port Arthur massacre, so surely you must concede that they have been working so far.
Definitely. Our gun laws have reduced gun deaths from around 600 to 200. They've reduced suicides and many other benefits, including stopping people from experiencing an immense amount of grief. But what we are seeing is that although the three pillars still remain, which is a national registration, national licensing system, and the fact that gun ownership is a privilege rather than a right, the actual scaffolding behind those pillars is collapsing by each state and territory weakening their gun laws. And what's going to happen is that our gun laws will eventually collapse and more guns will come into the community.
Are there any laws in South Australia that you're worried about?
Well, in South Australia, one law is that you are allowed access to what's known as fully automatic firearms, self-loading firearms, and that there is an extension of the type of person who can get access to those firearms now. Other issues is that the person at the age of 14 can shoot semi-automatic handguns, that is, at a gun club, and also that persons in South Australia can gain access to a second or additional hunting rifles without going through criminal background checks. So this is a problem that we're experiencing all around Australia, and as I said, there are gunners out there who are decent people. people who want to abide by our laws and who have no problem with abiding by regulation. But then we do have this group of gun owners who just want to destroy the experience for everyone else and increase gun ownership in Australia.
That's Sam Leader. Thank you for your time. Chair of Gun Control Australia. For the last word, we'll go back to David Handy's side, who is past president of the South Australian branch of the Sporting Shooters Association. David, finally, Sam Lee said that there are some gun control measures in South Australia she thinks needs tightening. What do you have to say to that?
Almost every single thing that she said was inaccurate and completely wrong. If she'd like to come and sit down with us, we might be able to explain the facts. We do not have access to fully automatic firearms. We do have background checks. The amount of misinformation that is peddled by these people is quite extraordinary.
Well, she said, I think, that you could fire an automatic weapon at a gun club and things like that. Is that true, at least?
You can fire a self-loading pistol under one-on-one supervision at a recognised pistol club.
Okay.
That is all.
All right, David Handyside, thanks for coming on to put your perspective, and to Sam Lee, Chair of Gun Control Australia. We did invite SAPOL onto the program, who register firearms in SA, but they declined an invitation to come onto the program because of the election campaign. And SAPOL says, which is quite rightly, it wants to remain apolitical. All right, coming up.